This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, it's Aaron Chen, and welcome to episode 181 of the Freedom Audio Show. We are currently doing an 8-part marketing series within the Freedom Audio Show, and today is part number 5. So if you've missed part 1, 2, 3, and 4, make sure you go back. You know, you've obviously got full access to those episodes, and we're really talking about how to set up the right internet marketing business for 2021 so that you can profit huge, right? So episode number 1, we were talking more about the type of business to set up, how to set it all up, how to get it all structured, what kind of products you should be selling. Should you be selling physical or digital products? And then how do you find an audience to, you know, find those products, go through that sales process in order for you to build that influence and positioning so you can then build trust and get them to feel comfortable to buy products from you. And today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about how do you maximize your sales, okay? How do you increase your profit, maximize your sales once you've got all that great stuff set up? So definitely want to take some notes in this episode if you aren't already, all right? So we're going to talk about three little areas where you can really implement inside of your business to maximize your sales and your profits. And the first part is pretty obvious. You know, a lot of people do this, is really just to get more people to the front door of your business, right? If you don't already remember what we're doing when we're getting people to the front door of your business, that's called traffic, right? It's people hitting the first website of your online sales process. And after somebody gives you their email address and they decide, okay, I'm kind of interested in finding out a little bit more about what you have to offer, then and only then do they become a lead, right? So when they hit your door, they're called traffic. When they give you their email and they actually go inside to take a peek at your business and go through your sales process, they're called a lead. And we spoke about this in an earlier episode, but traffic can be found in lots of different places online, right? On lots of different social media websites, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram, lots of different social media networks. There's pay-per-click networks, there's paid ad networks, there's influencer networks, there's blog networks, there's ad networks, literally, tons and tons of places where you can get eyeballs to come and see your stuff, right? So that's the number one way to get more profit is, after you've got your sales process in order, you just need to master a few different traffic sources and figure out how to scale those traffic sources. So for example, if you are getting a lot of eyeballs from YouTube, then you need to figure out how to get, the maximum amount of eyeballs and attention that you can from that channel, since you've mastered that, right? Now, let's just say you've mastered YouTube and you're kind of maxing out, you're hitting a ceiling of whatever it is, 100 leads a day, 200 leads a day, 300 leads a day. And you're like, okay, I want to diversify the business a little bit more and I want to get more traffic from other sources. So maybe then you go and specialize in another traffic source, right? Because you've got YouTube sorted. Maybe you want to go and figure out Facebook, okay? Now, Facebook is going to be a completely different animal. It's a slightly different strategy. And so, therefore, you have to learn the skills in order to do really well on Facebook. And maybe you decide that you want to do Facebook Lives every single day, right? That's one of the many strategies that you can implement with Facebook. And so you start to do lives, and then you start to generate, 10 leads a day, 20 leads a day, 30 leads a day. You get the idea. But the easiest way to increase your profit inside of your business after you have everything set up, like we spoke about over the last 4 episodes, is you just increase the amount of people that are hitting the front door of your business, right? Because the more people that see your stuff, the more people are going to give you their email address, and the more people are actually going to go through the sales process to then, build a relationship with you, get to know you, get to like you, get to trust you, and get to see the products that you're recommending so it can help them solve the problem that they're trying to solve, right? So that's the first thing, getting more traffic, getting more eyeballs to your website. Now, what's the second way to increase your profits and your sales inside of your online business? Well, the second way really is to make sure that you're selling complementary products that increase in value, increase in price point, okay? And I gave this as an example, I think on day number 1 of this training series, where a lot of people think that, when you come online, they think that they're just gonna sell a $20 ebook or something like that, right? Or a $30, audio course. Now think about that for a second. If your income goal was $10,000 US dollars a month, let's just say, right? and you are going to sell a $20 ebook, ask yourself, how many $20 ebooks do you really need to sell in order to hit that income goal? Well, it's just 10,000 divided by 20, right? Now that number is, I don't have my calculator right now, but I think it's 500, okay? Now that's a lot of ebooks that you have to sell. And remember, you're gonna have to sell that every month to 500 new customers each month. That's a very difficult thing to do, okay? So instead of selling a $20 ebook, what you wanna do is you wanna make sure that at the product picking, you know, stage, you want to make sure that your product, that the products that you're selling is actually a suite of products that increases in value and increases in price, okay? So therefore, you're not selling a $20 product anymore. You're actually selling maybe a $20 ebook that gets, you know, upsold into a $500 you know, video training program, that gets upsold into a $1,000 mastermind, that eventually gets sold up into a $2,000 face-to-face 3-day live event, something like that, right? As long as the products are complementary and your customer that's buying the front-end product sees a value, you know, sees the product as valuable and it increases in value and price, there will be people that will be interested in buying some of those products. Now, does that mean that every single customer that buys your first ebook is going to buy all of the products? No, absolutely not, right? But what you want to do is you want to give people the option, because some people have the budget and have the means and the need to go all the way through, because some people want a live event. Right? Some people are happy to pay $2,000 to be handheld at a live event. Some people are only willing to spend $20 on an ebook. Some people want video training, so they're willing to spend the $500. Does that make sense, right? So you don't want to not give people the opportunity to raise their hands and say, yes, I want more help, and I'm willing to spend a bit more money on a product that's more valuable so that I can get quicker, better, faster results. I hope that makes sense, okay? Now, in the process of doing that, what happens is that your lifetime customer value is not $20 anymore, because some people are going to buy all the way through. Some people will buy two products and some people might just buy one product, for example, right? So that means your lifetime customer value of each customer may be $200, it may be $300, it may be $400. That means that every single person, on average, when you take your total sales volume for the month and then you divide it by the amount of customers that you brought in that month, you might be making about $300, $400 per customer. Now, if you were making $300 per customer, how many new customers do you need to hit your $10,000 per month income goal? Well, if you do the math, if I'm correct, it's roughly about 33 people. It's not that many. Now, ask yourself this question. Do you think you can make 33 sales a month? Absolutely. I think everybody, when they set their business up correctly, when they do it right, they can do 33 customers a month. That's less than one customer a day. It's not difficult, okay? But you have to understand the product picking process, and you have to understand that it's important to have a complementary set of products that increases in price and value, okay, as people say yes to that entry-level product, if that makes sense. Now, if you set it up correctly, that's another way, step number two on how to maximize your profits, okay? So let's talk about the third way. The third way is after you've, you know, increased the amount of traffic and, you know, the eyeballs that are hitting the front door of your business, and you've got a nice set of complementary price increasing product range that you're offering to your potential customers, once in a while, what you can do is you can do something that I call structured promotions, okay? That means that outside of your main suite of products that you're selling to people every single day, because you don't want to sell 100 different things. You want to sell one great program that's going to help your audience lose weight or get six-pack abs or stop their dog from peeing on the carpet or learn how to make money from home or, you know, learn how to grow their multi-level marketing company, right? So it has to be very, very narrow and focused. But once in a while, remember, because you're generating so many emails, you might eventually have 20,000 people on your email list. You might have 50,000, 100,000. You might have 500,000 people on your email list at some point, right? Now, not all of those 500,000 people, for example, are gonna want to buy your main program. Some of them will, a certain percentage of them will, right? Because they resonate with it, they like the message, the sales page just made sense, and they wanted more help with you on that particular thing, but they may not have wanted to buy in, right? So what you don't wanna do is you don't wanna alienate everybody else on your email list, because they're still on your email list for a reason. They like the value that you're giving. Maybe they like your character. They like the topic. And maybe your product that you were offering just wasn't the right fit for them at that particular time, okay? But that doesn't mean they're not going to want to buy something from you. Therefore, if you create structured promotions, and when I say structured promotions, it means you pick another product that's very similar to your main program. So let's just say we're in the weight loss space, right? Maybe they didn't like product A, but maybe you've got another program. Maybe you've got you can do a JV with a friend of yours, right? That has product B. Or maybe you just pick another great digital product from a great marketplace online. You put a structured promotion around product B. You add some bonuses to that promotion. You create a quick little sales video. It could be 10, 20 minutes long. And then you put a timer on that promotion. And all you do is you send an email to your email list, right? Twice a day for 3 days with a time limit. So let's just say it's a Monday today. You send out an email on Monday morning, and maybe your promotion only goes till midnight on Wednesday night, right? So it's a 3-day promotion, literally 72 hours. And you say, hey, listen, if you're interested in learning how to lose weight, then I've got this great program here. And if you get in, you're going to get, $5,000 worth of bonuses from me for free. And I'm going to pull everything down on midnight on Wednesday. So if you want to get in, then you really only have 3 days to consider this offer, right? Now, if you do it properly and that's executed in the right way, believe me when I say there will be people that will be interested in that offer and they will buy, right? For a few reasons. First reason, there's a time limit on it. Scarcity. People want to buy things when there's real scarcity. Okay, this is not fake scarcity, it's real scarcity. Second thing is it's an alternative to the weight loss program that you already presented to them earlier, right? And they're still interested in weight loss, they just didn't connect maybe with that program. So this is another alternative and they may connect with that program. And then the third thing is you've got a bonus. So they may be interested in some of your bonuses, especially if you're offering bonuses that make sense to them, that helps them to get results more quickly in that particular industry. It helps them to solve the problems that they're trying to solve more quickly and more realistically. Then people are going to be a little bit more interested, right? So if you did this periodically, every month, once every 2 months, you may decide to structure a promotion where you're selling an alternative product to your main product, right? And you do all those things that we just spoke about. That's another way to get a little bit more money and revenue and even profit out of your email list that you already spent money on getting in the first place. I hope that makes sense, okay? So just to recap, we've got 3 ways to increase your profit inside of your current online business. So once you've got everything sorted, number one, you want to maximize the amount of people that are hitting the first page of your website. So that's traffic. Increase your traffic by first mastering one traffic source and then slowly adding a second traffic source, a third traffic source, a fourth traffic source, a fifth traffic source, right? But make sure you master that one. You get that stable, and then you can add on, as you go, right? So the more people that are hitting the front door of your business, the more people that are giving you their email address, the more money you're going to make naturally, right? The second thing is you want to make sure you're selling the right suite of products so that you maximize the lifetime customer value of every single person that's coming through your sales process, okay? You want to make as much money from each customer instead of making just $20 per customer or $5 per customer, if that makes sense, right? And then the third way is to do structured promotions every month or maybe once every 2 months, right? Where you promote a second program, an alternative program. You put a bonus around it, and you create a time limit so that it spurs people into action. And these are the 3 top ways on how you can maximize the amount of sales that you're generating inside of your online business. And I know, because I've done all 3 of these methods, and I do this on a regular basis, these are proven, tried and tested ways for you to maximize more income inside of your business as well. All right, so give those a shot. I know you're going to get some great results from these strategies if you implement them properly, right? And let me know in the comment section in whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on what kind of results you're getting, because I'm interested to know, all right? So I hope you enjoyed this episode today. I will catch you on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.